The economy grew at an annual rate of 2.6% from April to June of this year. That's according to the Commerce Department today, and it's more than double the rate of growth from the start of the year. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this number is about what economists expected, but it's the fastest growth since the third quarter of last year. What's fueling it?
Well, consumer spending is far and away the most important part of the U.S. economy. And that notched up pretty strongly in this quarter to about 2.8% from 1.9% at the beginning of the year. And that is sort of accompanied by the stock market and home prices that continue to march higher, and unemployment continues to reach new lows. But another big number in this report was business investment in equipment, which rose at a more than 8% pace. So that's sort of a sign that companies are optimistic about the future and that this growth will continue on sort of a similar pace.
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the weather, because if the number had been bad, we would have said, oh, it's because it was really rainy and...
Absolutely. Well, and that's been a trend with the first quarter numbers throughout this recent business cycle, is that first quarter numbers have been surprisingly weak. Then there's been a snapback in the second quarter. So that's a little bit part of the story this year, too.
How does this compare to what we've seen going all the way back to the financial crisis in terms of growth?
Right. So if you start from when the economy began expanding again in late 2009 after the recession, the average for each quarter since then has been 2.2%. So this is definitely better than average. But again, there's this trend where the first quarter has been weak in many of those years. And that was true this year, of course. So if you look at the first half so far this year, it's about 1.9%. So a little bit below that trend.
And President Trump has promised 4% growth. Is that in the cards?
I think it's pretty unlikely at this point. For one thing, it's obvious that Congress is not going to act as a rubber stamp for President Trump's agenda. And that's becoming more clear by the day. But even absent that, there was always a little bit of skepticism among economists about getting to that 4%, because it's considered above the economy's natural potential at this time. And the plans to push it there could possibly have caused a pickup in inflation and a pickup in interest rates that may have been a little self-defeating towards that goal. So there was always a lot of skepticism that we could reach that.
And Mike, just while we have you, the Food and Drug Administration released a proposal today that would reduce the nicotine level in cigarettes to try to make them less addictive. Tell us more.
Yeah, this really caught the stock market off guard. Tobacco stocks plunged across the board. Altria Group, which makes Marlboros, dropped as much as 19%. And it really has a lot of broad ramifications when you consider that the average sales tax on cigarettes, the state excise sales tax, is $1.74 a pack. So this is a very fascinating story. I think there's going to be a lot of debate, a lot of fierce lobbying from the industry about this. So it'll be something to keep an eye on.
That's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Jeremy.